Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. Bob Getty with you this afternoon. Excuse me, from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Kelly and Andrew out today. Opening segment sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, which would be a great place to take your family tonight for dinner. Dickie's is open 7 days a week here in Hattiesburg and a great place as well to cater your next event. Great show today. My old buddy Al Holder later in the hour is going to give us a Nick Sandlin, Matt Walder update. Bobby Bobbier is the head baseball coach at Red Hot Southeastern Louisiana. That's where the Golden Eagles are playing tonight. And we're going to have the coach on the show here in just a few minutes to talk about his team. And, man, what a start. 29-7 on the year. But first, we want to start with Daniel Stewart, who is our baseball analyst, former Golden Eagle pitcher, and a member of the staff at the Southern Bancorp Studio, which is, by the way, where we're broadcasting from, the Southern Bancorp Studio here in Hattiesburg. So, Daniel, always good to have you on the show. Golden Eagles facing a 29-7 team tonight. So, man, there's no rest for the weary, right?
No, not at all. For us, and I think Southeastern's probably a team a lot like a Nichols, probably recruiting the same group of guys, going to play a lot of the same ways, and a great record for them on the year, but you know, I think we all know we should win this game, but at the same time, if we don't do what we need to do, we got a chance of getting beat tonight, so we've got to bring it no matter who we're playing every week. So
we're going to talk about pitching, but listen to these batting stats I just got today. In the month of April, the Golden Eagle team batting .308, 11 home runs and 50 RBIs. For the season, the team is batting .292, 71 doubles, 6 triples, and 53 home runs. Clearly, Travis Creel needs to be fired.
Clearly, he's doing something wrong. You know, and you take that Marshall series out of the mix, and you those numbers probably look even better. Maybe they were just snake bitten that weekend. I don't know. But we have done an excellent job at the plate this year. The guys that should be performing are the Carson Patos are doing well. Gillespie's still, you know, doing well, even though his average isn't quite as high as where it probably needs to be. But, you know, even Dre Barrett, Jake Cook, really hot for a while. So our guys have really done really well over this year. And like we talked about before, we got to score runs. Our pitchers are going to hold everybody in check, but we got to produce at the plate. And we have so far.
All right, Daniel, let's talk about pitching. A little bit of a surprise, I think, yesterday. Coach Oz told us on the Eagle Hour that we'd be seeing some pitchers that have not pitched much, if any at all, tonight and more through the remainder of the season. And the man of his word that he is, shortly after the show, he announced that freshman Ty Long, right-hander, who's had very, very limited time on the mound, will be making his first career start for the Eagles tonight. What's your thought about bringing in guys that we just haven't seen at this point in the year?
Well, I think that by this point in the season, where we are roughly halfway, we kind of know where everybody stands as far as who our guys are. You know, we know where Middleton is. We know where Colby Allen is. You know, Sibley is still, he's having his issues. But, you know, with Matt Adams and Graydon Harris and Josh Ock, we know what those guys are going to do. We've got to get the guys ready that have maybe been sitting on the bench. experience that guy some more innings under the belt, because like we talked about before, it's not just we're playing for the weekend, we're playing for the postseason, and the more experience these guys get in the midweek, the better off we're going to be towards the end of the year. So it's not surprising Coach Ostrander is doing that strategy tonight. Look forward to seeing Ty Long pitch.
Kind of a common sense question, but do you not shift your attention, really, your emphasis toward the weekend games at this point of the year? That's going to determine how you go to Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we want to make sure that we're putting the most emphasis on the weekend, the conference games, to win the regular season and go ahead and have that postseason appearance notched. But definitely going to hold them or carry the most weight for us right now. But when you're in an environment like we're in, where RPI plays an impact, these midweek games are ever more important as well. But I think you're right. The weekend conference games are way more important.
All right, Daniel, put yourself in the shoes of Ty Long. Here's a kid that was in high school last year. In fact, I think he pitched a playoff game against Summerall High School, if I'm not mistaken. He's had very limited time on the field. You know, even if it's southeastern Louisiana, it's a heck of a big step up from Summerall to southeastern Louisiana. So, number one, what do you think is going on in the kid's head, and what does he have to do to be successful?
Well, number one, in his head, he's probably really, really excited. And if he were sitting in front of me right now, I'd just try to tell him, you know, contain that excitement. Because when he came to Southern Miss, this is what he wanted to do. I'm sure he wanted to be a starting pitcher. He doesn't care if it's Alabama, Mississippi State, or Southeast Louisiana. He's getting that start. So, you know, I would tell him, focus on the game at hand. Focus on tonight. Focus on your opponent. Try to keep those emotions in check. Because we come out of here with a victory, there'll be plenty of time to celebrate. Bob, what was the second part of your question?
What's he got to do to be successful in this opportunity?
Yeah, every pitcher knows you've got to not put people on base and you've got to throw strikes, but you've got to also command your three pitches for strikes. And I know he's got a good curveball or slider and a fastball. Work on that third pitch. Most importantly, these midweek games, do not issue free passes to the batters. I think that's the most important thing, because – like we talked about, offensively, I think we're going to be okay against Southeastern, but we're going to get in trouble if we start walking a lot of people. Seems like the games where our pitchers have done poorly just because of the walks. So that's what I would tell them, like, keep people off the base paths, issuing walks.
All right, you pitched at a really high level, so I think you probably understand this better than an average fan might, myself included in that. If you looked at the game Sunday where the Golden Eagles lost the 4-run lead late and lost the game, even though they won the series, one might think that Colby Allen did not have a very good outing. However, Oz pointed out yesterday that short of two pitches, one he gave up a home run and then a late single that tied the game, he thought Colby Allen pitched very, very well. And Oz, you know, Oz, unlike some of the fan reaction that I saw, Oz was really upbeat over the weekend. He was really encouraged and proud of the way his guys competed all weekend.
Yeah. Well, you know, number one, it's hard to play anybody on the road. You know, we've had two weekends in a row on the road, midweek games on the road. So it's just tough having to sleep in hotels and ride on buses. So to come away from a road series with a 2-1 win is good. I was really hoping we could get that Sunday victory, because kind of felt like we missed one at Marshall, somewhat offsetting that loss of the series there, if we could sweep Texas State. But, you know, the pitches that Colby gave up those hits on, they were not bad pitches. He hit a spot, they were low in the zone, and the hitters just did a good job. So I agree with Coach Ostrander that he did not have a bad outing. Just hats off to the Texas State hitters. They hit some good pitches, and, you know, I hate the way it went down, you know, Ock hitting the batter to walk off, you know, hit basketball when we lose. But all in all, it was a very good weekend for the Golden Eagles.
Right. 24-12, one game out of first place. Your analysis, Daniel, of where the team stands. And as Oz pointed out, we are literally halfway through the conference season now.
Yeah. Well, you know, keeping our pitchers healthy, number one. We've got to figure out, is Sibley going to be a reliever? Is he going to be a starter? And like you said, we're going to start focusing on the weekends a little bit more. But our hitters have been hot, but at times they really cool off. And I'm hoping that they don't cool off at the wrong time. We talked about a lot where, you know, getting hot at the right time. I'm really hoping that we can take this momentum from the past weekend. We hit the ball really well. Let that continue forward starting tonight. Keep the fire going. Keep the bats rolling. And hopefully that will carry us into the second half of the year on a good note.
1 to 10, though, you feel good. 10 being you feel really good. 1 being you're very depressed. I hope it's not a 1. Where are you right now on the season?
I always hate to get too optimistic, and vice versa. I don't want to be too pessimistic. But looking at our team as a whole, we've got a lot of good things going, and we got some things we got to work on as well. So I'd say we're a solid 7 right now. We've got some things we need to work on, but we're still a good quality postseason playoff, not playoff, but postseason regional team. And, you know, we've got to clean up those few little things with the pitching staff we need to work on. Still think our hitters may be chasing a few pitches here and there. But all in all, we've got a good club, and I think we should be very happy as Eagle fans.
No reason to jump off the bridge, right, Daniel?
No reason. We don't need to fire Creel. He's doing just fine. and a great time to be a Golden Eagle baseball fan.
Well, let me assure you, Travis Creel's not going anywhere. So we're glad of that. All right, buddy, we appreciate it. Look forward to having you back in the studio with us next week.
Thanks, Bob. Look forward to it.
Daniel Stewart, everybody, our baseball analyst. Former Golden Eagle pitcher, undefeated, by the way, against Mississippi State in his great career here, and vice president at Southern Bancorp, one of our great, great sponsors. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Thank Dickie's Barbecue for sponsorship of the first segment of our program today. Looks like a great place to take your family for a meal any night. This segment sponsored by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street, campusbookmart.net. All right, I think it's fair to say the midweek schedules this year for Southern Miss has just been the toughest maybe ever. 4 games against Mississippi State and Ole Miss, 2 games against Tulane, and tonight 29-7 Southeastern Louisiana, one of the hottest college baseball teams in the country. They bring in a 6-game winning streak tonight. The team's hitting .306 with 63 home runs, and the man responsible for that is their head coach, Bobby Ayer, and we're very happy to have Coach on the show with us. Coach, congratulations. What's the secret sauce down there? You guys are burning the field up.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, we're playing all right. We, you know, we've got a kind of combination of guys on the mound that are doing a good job, and you mentioned that we like our power around here, so we like to try to. We try to be very similar to Southern Miss, actually. You know, got some big guys in a lineup that hit the ball at the ballpark, and some guys on the mound that hopefully can strike you out every once in a while. So we credit to our coaching staff, our assistants, of building a nice roster and developing some guys that were already here. And it's been a good ride so far, but we know we got a long way to go.
All right, you won 30 games last year. You're within a game now of winning as many games as you did last year, and 30 wins is a good season for for any team. Where did the improvement come from last year to this year's team, Coach?
Well, I think we, it's on the recruiting end of it, and we brought in some young arms that have really done a nice job for us, and that have kind of solidified some things, especially in the back end of the bullpen. And then I think the guys that were here they've gotten better too. You know, I mean, I think that's what you want your program to be. You want to keep improving by improving the roster, but you also want to improve, and we want to make a staple of our program. Guys getting better. You look at our first baseman Ryan Brome. You know, he's hitting .380 with 12 homers, I think, and you know, I think last year he hit .280 with four. You know, and TJ Salvaggio, who's been here a while, our shortstop, is an all-conference player that is just better. And Connor O'Neill's our catcher, same way. So I think we want to be known for that. You know, when you come to Hammond, you got a chance to get better as a player. And you know, we've done that with some of these guys that are here now.
Southern Miss comes into the game tonight ranked 23rd in the D1 poll, 24-12. Almost swept this weekend. They won their fourth conference series and let that third game get away from them. But when you look at Southern Miss, what do you tell your players they have to do to be successful against the Golden Eagles?
Well, I mean, it's like most games. I mean, we got to throw strikes. We got to get in the strike zone and with quality stuff. I mean, they got some real hitters in there. You know, I'm sure they're like us. They're probably going to throw quite a few arms today. And you know, when you do that, every arm that hits the field, you know, you need them to be pretty sharp. You know, and that's kind of the scary part about doing that. We've done that for the most part in the midweeks, and it's been good. I mean, we've got some guys we really trust, and it's not just saying they're doing that because of the middle of the week. The starters have given us good starts on the weekend where we weren't able to use them, you know, in those spots. So you got to play good defense, clean. You know, the wind's going to be blowing in a little, which is strange for this time of the year. For us, and be a little bit across from left to right. But it's, you know, when that's the case, normally the little things add up. You know, it's harder to hit a three-run homer. So the little things and throwing strikes and playing defense are normally what helps win these games.
Coach, I don't need to tell you this. You can start in the state of Louisiana, start going east, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida. It's stunning how many high-quality Division I baseball programs there are. Within this same region, it's really, you just look at Louisiana and Mississippi as a great example. I mean, my gosh, I'd kind of take a little time to talk about all the good programs. Does that help recruiting at Southeastern Louisiana? Is it challenging because of all the schools you're recruiting against, or do you think this, for lack of a better term, this magnet of good college baseball brings kids into this region?
Well, I think it's kind of a double-edged sword, you know. I think, you know, you got a left-hander that throws on the weekend that's from 45 minutes from my house, and you got a first baseman that is about two blocks from where I live, you know. So I think part of it is it's hard because there's so many good teams, and they do such a good job recruiting and identifying players. And but the good part about it is that we get to play all these teams, so we get to get better, you know. We get to play a team like Southern Miss in the middle of the week and where the balls will move a little faster maybe than it moved over the weekend. And that's going to make us a better baseball team, you know. So, but no, it's the baseball in the South and specifically the Southeast. I mean, you get your fair share of guys that want to come down to warmer weather, you know. But I just think the high school programs have done such a good job of you know, and I think we're very similar to Southern Miss in that we, you know, even in today's era of transfer, and we want to use transfer portal and do all that stuff like everybody else, but we're still kind of biased to these high school kids that we can develop a little bit, you know. And I think if you can have a nice mixture of both and be successful.
Would you agree with me that the southeastern part of the U.S. is the premier part of America for college baseball?
I would think so. Yeah, I mean, the Southeastern Conference is pretty good too. So, you know, I would think that the Southeast is probably from your area.
All right, talk a little bit about your team. What are some kids that Southern Miss fans should look for tonight that have been big for you?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got a Friday night pitcher that's had a unbelievable year so far. You won't see him tonight. Brennan Stupert, who's just been, I mean, I think he's third in the country in strikeouts and have an All-American year type of year. He's been here a while. He's been great, gotten better, and he's just been fantastic. But you know, we'll throw a kid tonight named Chase Ambrose, who's from Alabama, actually. Good arm, got a, you know, sinker ball, 99.3, and has been kind of our midweek starter for the most part, depending on who we play. And then, you know, position player-wise, we've got Ryan Brome, as I mentioned. He's a transfer from Texas Tech. He was here last year, the senior year this year. He's had a great year for us. TJ Salvaggio, he's from high school kid from right up the road, Ponchatoula High School. Slidell High School. He's done a great job for us. Connor O'Neill's a junior college transfer in the second year. That's been really good behind the plate. We've got a few. I mean, we've almost got three guys with 10 homers, which I think you guys, the Southern Miss kind of has the same, you know, and that's how we want to play. You know, we don't really want to put pressure on you by running the game. We want to put pressure on you with the power, you know, and today might be a little harder today as I'm looking out my window for both teams and how we want to play. But, you know, we've got a good group, man. They've played hard all year long. We've got a tough stretch right now with you guys and then UTRGV this weekend starting on Thursday. So it'll be fun to watch them face at this tough stretch here coming up.
Now, Coach Oz indicated to us yesterday he's going to be throwing a lot of midweek games starting tonight, a number of pitchers that we, as Southern Miss fans, haven't seen much all year. One tonight is going to start, Ty Long, had very, very limited time on the mound. As the opposing coach, would you rather see a kid throwing that you have some tape on that you can go back and watch, or would you rather see these inexperienced kids because you think maybe your club can take advantage of that?
Well, I would say as a hitting coach on my staff, we'd rather have more video, you know, on a guy. As a head coach, you know, you got plenty of accomplished arms over there. So let's see what this one's like, you know. This guy's, he's a good arm too, you know. I know he's a dual guy and really good athlete, and I'm sure he'll be excited to pitch tonight. So, but you know, as you kind of put in some tougher spots later in the year, you know, I feel what Coach Oz is saying, you know, you got kind of your group of guys you want to pitch and that have pitched well and pitched a lot, and then, you know, sometimes you need one more and you'd like to try them out. I mean, we did the same thing 2 weeks ago with a left-hander of ours. So mm-hmm. I know what his feeling is over there, but he's not sandbagging. He's got plenty of good arms over there. I know we got plenty of video on all of them, and this guy's no different.
Oz knows a little about pitching, doesn't he?
he does a pretty good job.
All right, last question I've got for you. I see that your ballpark is called Pat Kennelly Diamond. Tell us who Pat Kennelly is or was.
You know, Pat's family has got a house right around the corner over here. Just the Hall of Fame coach just did a tremendous job here. I've had to learn a little bit coming from Northwestern. But just a legend here that, like I said, his family's got something, got a house around the corner. And I know his family's at games a bunch.
I got you. Well, Coach, we look for a good game tonight. I know you have a great club, and you're going to return to visit over here in a couple of weeks, so we're going to get to watch the Eagles and the Lions square up a good bit here in the next couple of weeks. We certainly look forward to tonight's game.
Of course. Appreciate you guys having me.
All right, Coach. Thanks very much. Coach Bobby Babier, who is the head baseball coach at Southeastern Louisiana. Always fun to talk to baseball coaches, and they are so very accessible. All right, my man Al Holder, he keeps up with Golden Eagles in the pros, and so I called him last night and said, Get an update ready on Matt Waldner and Nick Sandlin and anybody else you want to talk about that used to wear the black and gold. So we're going to get you up to speed on that next.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, I want to thank Coach Bobby Ayer for coming on the show. Southeastern Louisiana head baseball coach, 29-7 on the season. Big challenge tonight for the Golden Eagles. This segment sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill, where they have live music now on Friday and Saturday nights. That'd be a great thing to do this weekend. 4th Street Bar and Grill always have the big game. I want to thank Genesis of Hattiesburg, Mo Bay Beignet Company, the Pine Belt News, and our good friends out at MCS Home Center in Bellevue for their sponsorship of our show. MCS Home Center is brand new, thousands and thousands of square feet, home appliances, home repairs, flooring, carpeting, ceiling tile, you name it. They've got it at MCS Home Center. We hope that you'll go out there and do business with good local people. All right, Al Holder's a good friend of mine and a guy that really follows Southern Miss baseball very closely. And he's our go-to guy every year to keep up with the former stars of the black and gold. And first of all, happy Easter to you and your family, my friend. Good to talk to you.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to Easter.
Yeah. Yes. Always a great holiday for sure. Let's talk a little baseball. All right, so let's talk Matt Walder, first of all. Matt, still in Minnesota, and seems like every time I see a headline about Matt, he's hit another home run, but Walder's really doing well in Major League Baseball, isn't he, Al?
He is. This year they actually had him in leadoff, but they've moved him back to the fourth position. The last time I saw it, he's currently batting .250. He's hit one home run, 3 RBIs and 14 hits so far this year, and we're early in the season, so there's a lot ahead of him. Mm-hmm. But I think he's playing good. He's good on the defensive side. He's got a great arm. People don't tend to come home with him on short fly balls and stuff like that.
So he's playing left field. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you kind of took the question, but how good a defensive player has Walder become?
He's just excellent. Mm-hmm. He really is. He's he started out in right field up there, and I don't know. They move those guys around because of certain things, but he throws the ball to the right place. He makes good catches. He runs well. He's just got all the tools for being an excellent defensive player.
Has he become a bona fide major league starter, you think, Al?
I think so. He's just got to continue to work on his hitting, because he has that tendency to start swinging at pitches, especially sinkers and sliders and low in the zone, and he was just striking out way too much. They worked on him, I think, on his eyes. When he's sitting in the batter's box, they want his eyes to be in a certain place to follow pitches, so that he doesn't start dropping down and dropping down and dropping down.
And still coming to South Mississippi in the off season, so you got to love that about Matt Walder.
I think his wife, isn't his wife from down here?
I think that someone told me they bought a home in Ocean Springs. I don't book me on that, but I think that may be it.
Yeah.
All right, on the other side of the game, we've got what I think is probably the best pitcher to ever throw here, and that's saying a lot because there's been a lot of good ones here. Nick Sandlin got moved north of the border. How's he getting started up in Canada?
Well, so far, this real young in the season. He's 0-2. His ERA is 3. He's got 6 strikeouts. His whip is 1.5, and that's a little high for him. He really needs to work on getting that down. So I don't know he's been used in middle to late relief. He's actually closed a couple of games. He blew one close, I think, a couple of games ago. But he's been pretty steady over the years. So we'll just have to see how he continues.
I thought he was doing good with the Indians. I was a little surprised to see him trade him away. What goes into that, you think?
Money, contracts, mm-hmm. people they want to bring up. I mean, there's just. Who knows? It's I thought he was an Indian for good. That's what I thought. I thought he would probably play pretty much his whole career there. Mm-hmm. I'd really like to see him in Atlanta, and Atlanta could use him in middle relief. So,
well, you'd like to see him in Atlanta because you could watch him pitch every time.
Exactly. How'd you figure that out?
That's why I have a radio show. I'm so perceptive, as you well know. All right, let's talk Southern Miss baseball.
All right.
24-12. Heartbreaker Sunday, but Oz expressed his, you know, real satisfaction with how hard the team competed all weekend. A tough matchup tonight, and it does appear we're going to see a youth movement in the midweeks starting tonight. Because am I right, you've got to find another one or two relievers that you can go to when the tournament starts.
Yeah, and starters too. I mean, he's really searching right now for somebody he can throw out there on the mound and count on them to throw strikes and get some outs. By the way, the RPI of Southeast Louisiana is 58. You mentioned earlier they're 29-7, but their RPI is good. They've beaten some good teams mm-hmm. this year. They've won some series. Memphis comes to mind and some others. Mm-hmm. So I think they're a good ball club, be a good test for us tonight. I've heard really good things about Ty Long, and we'll just see if he's ready to step up and get it happening, make it work.
I imagine his heart's beating a little bit right now, wouldn't you think, his first Division I start on the mound?
Yeah, it's just going to be interesting. I can't wait. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
But he's supposed to be kind of electric, so we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah. All right, Al, I want you to compare. I want you to go back to whatever the date is today, January, February, March, April 15th, 2024. I want you to compare the Southern Miss baseball team on that date to the one that you see playing right now.
The biggest difference I see is the youth. We were a lot older ball club last year, and with the starters and whatnot. So we lost a lot of that maturity, a lot of that experience. So these kids that are coming, I think they've got the talent. I think it's going to come to them, and I firmly believe. By the way, I'm a fan of Oz, so I think he's working to get these kids ready for the Sun Belt tournament. So, because you know the Sun Belt tournament and the regional require a lot of pitchers. You got to have a lot of pitching depth in order to come out of each one of those a winner. So I know that's what he's working toward, is to be the experience for these young kids, to get them to the point where he can rely on them in those tournament situations. Yep. And so it's just a matter of experience right now, I think.
Well, it's a year before last, it was Justin Storm that surfaced late in the year and became almost unhittable.
Yep.
And, and so you're looking for that. Last year, I thought, it was Ock. I thought Ock stepped up in the tournament late and really put in some big, big performances to help him win that tournament. As you look at the staff now, who do you think is the reliever with the most potential to do that this year?
Ock.
Okay.
I like Allen too, but it goes back to being able to throw your pitch where you want it to make it do what you want to do, obviously. And so when you've got the Allen kid, he throws that dive bomb, that sinker slider down there. And it's when he starts it low in the zone, it looks good, looks low in the zone, then it hits the dirt. So he's going to have to move that ball up. The scouting reports have caught up to him. They're going to make him throw strikes. And I think it's kind of befuddled him a little bit. So but he's got to start moving that ball left and right in the strike zone up at the belt line so that he gets his movement off of that, where the batter's eyes are there, so that he gets them to swing at the ball. You mm-hmm. got to get them to swing at the ball.
Right.
And right now they're just not going to swing at it when it's down in the zone. I think that's what's really going on, is that scouting reports have started to catch up with a lot of these young kids, and they're going to have to modify their thinking.
Well, about a minute left. I'm going to throw this name out at you, and you tell me if you agree this guy could be really, really key if he continues to perform like we saw him perform this weekend, and that's Landon Payne.
No question. Yeah, he looked real good early, and then for some reason the wheels came off, and then they moved him back in the bullpen and didn't hardly use him. But it seems like he's got his mojo back. And I'm hoping he, because he could be our closer. He could be your he could be the guy you bring in late in the game, 8-9 inning, and just shut him down. So I'm I'm hoping he could do that. He has that kind of look about him.
Yeah, he was untouchable this weekend.
You mentioned a couple of kids. Justin Storm's whip right now with Miami in high A is 0.2.
Good for him.
And he's that's pretty good. And Landon Harper, the Braves double A, his whip is 0.47. And he's pitched a good bit so far this year, over six innings.
And two of the greatest kids you will ever meet. Those two kids
there.
Outstanding. Hey, my friend, always good to talk to you. We'll suffer through the game together again tonight, like we do most of them, back and forth with our messaging. And happy Easter to you and your family.
You too, Bob. Take good care of yourself.
All right, my friend. Al Holder, everybody. And I say, my friend, I mean that sincerely. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Bob Getty in the Southern Bancorp studio with you on a Tuesday afternoon. We appreciate you tuning in today. This segment of the show is sponsored, as it is every day, by DBAT on Hardy Street. You know, Luke Reynolds is the manager down there, former Golden Eagle great, third baseman. He can teach your children how to be the very best in baseball and softball. Lots of expert trainers as well. A state-of-the-art facility, DBAT. We're lucky to have that here in Hattiesburg. If you haven't been inside, you ought to check it out. It is really gorgeous. And they've got a great pro shop, too. So gift cards for birthdays, camps, equipment, bats, helmets, gloves, you name it. They've got it at DBAT on Hardy Street. We appreciate all they do to support Southern Miss Athletics. And I want to remind you about our podcast, and thousands of you are downloading it every month, and for that we are very, very grateful. You can hear it anytime you like. Michael Mergens gets it up just a few minutes after we go off the air every day. You can hear it on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you could tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Also a great advertising venue if you want to reach statewide, regionally, nationally. The Super Talk Eagle Hour, reaching Golden Eagle supporters and fans all over the country, and we're grateful to all of you that utilize our podcast and make that so successful. Well, speaking of successful, Southern Miss women's basketball head coach, new coach Missy Bilderback, announced the signing of Arkansas point guard Carly Keats and Auburn center Tamia Thurman this week. Keats is an experienced sharpshooting guard from Philadelphia, Mississippi. She played in 59 games over two seasons with Arkansas head coach Mike Neighbors. She made 31 starts for the Razorbacks and averaged 6.5 points a game in the time with that club. She originally signed with Arkansas after being recruited by former Lady Eagle and in-club Hall of Famer Pauline Love, and she played for Missy Bilderback at Jones College in Ellisville. And she came from Neshoba Central High School. All right, the second player signed, Tamia Thurman, gives them some paint presence. She will provide a much-needed length. And if you follow the Lady Eagles this year, you know that they triple-teamed the one big paint player they had. And hopefully Tamia can offset that. They think she'll be a game changer in the paint. According to Coach Bilderback, she has a great ability to run the floor. She's physical in the low block area. She's 6'5", by the way. She provides versatility with her ability to face up and go by defenders as well. She's got a great spirit, a hard-working mindset, and strong character, all going to be big assets for the black and gold. She was rated as the fourth overall prospect in the 2023 class in the state of Alabama. She chose Auburn over the likes of Alabama, Florida, Mississippi State, Oklahoma State, Ole Miss, Rutgers, and many other Division I schools. And again, a 6'5" frame. Her skill set includes a great versatility that will allow her to play up and down the floor as well as in the paint. So that sounds like a real find there for the Lady Eagle basketball team as the Missy Bilderback era begins to unveil itself. All right. Golden Eagles on the road tonight in Hammond, Louisiana. First pitch, 6 o'clock. You can catch the game on ESPN Plus or on the radio affiliates that carry Southern Miss Baseball. Freshman Ty Long, 1-0 on the season with a 15 ERA, but I think that's a little misleading. He's going to get his first start tonight. The Lions are going with the sophomore right-hander Chase Ambrose. He's 2-0 on the year for Southeastern Louisiana with a 3.00 ERA. So as you can tell, at 29-7, they've had a good year. Now, have they played the schedule the Golden Eagles have played? No, I think it's fair to say they have not. But they have been competitive. They've beaten Tulane. They won 2 out of 3 against Memphis. And they've done very, very well in the Southland Conference and with all the schools that they normally play. So they will be a challenge, and they can hit the ball. Their team average is 306 with 63 home runs. Meanwhile, the Golden Eagles have hit 53 home runs. It seems like they've just hit a ton, which 53 is a lot. But how about the Lions? 63 home runs, 306 team batting average. Going to be a challenge for the Golden Eagles tonight with a freshman pitcher on the mound. All right, before we go, I want to remind you that we've got everything set. We will be broadcasting as we do every year from the Sun Belt Baseball Tournament in Montgomery. We look forward to that. We'll have a show Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from the ballpark. Hopefully the Eagles won't be playing Friday. That will mean they won their first two games, but we'll see. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from Montgomery, Alabama. We hope that you'll be making plans, if you can't attend the tournament, to tune in to us, and we'll try to get you up to date every day with player interviews, coaches' interviews, officials that run the baseball tournament. It's always a great, great time for us, and we're certainly grateful to Super Talk, and we're very grateful to the sponsors that make it possible for us to go over there, and we'll be announcing those sponsors very, very soon. All right, Golden Eagle baseball tonight at 6 o'clock. I'll be off the next couple of days, but Kelly and Andrew will be back tomorrow, and they will carry you through the week. We're going to rerun the show that we did recently with Athletics Director Jeremy McClain on Good Friday. That's a Super Talk holiday. We hope it's a holiday for you too. I hope you have a wonderful, blessed Easter. I'll look forward to being back on the show Monday. And until then, thank you very much for listening each and every day. Southern Miss to the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.